In a 70-minute audio CD, it's impossible for us to cover the breadth of activities that you can do with your BrowNote or VoiceNote in Power. So I'd like to spend some time just making sure that you feel comfortable about configuring it and making it behave the way you want. The key to this is the options menu, and now that you know how to use the spacebar and backspace to navigate menus and enter to choose a menu item, you're probably well on your way to getting this worked out yourself, especially if you remember to use that help function whenever you get stuck, because the help is very much context sensitive and genuinely helpful. Nevertheless, let's talk about some really important things. Firstly, let's take a look at turning speech on and off. This obviously only applies to BrowNote in Power users, because speech is the only option available to VoiceNote users, and if we provided a way for you to turn speech off on a VoiceNote, you'd have no idea at all of what was going on. So on a BrowNote in Power, there are three speech options: speech on request, and speech off. If speech is currently on, hold down the previous thumb key and press space, and then release both keys to select speech on request. Now, if you have the thumb keys set to their default, which is the right-hand configuration as shipped from the factory, then the previous key is the far-left thumb key on a BrowNote in Power. So, let us press that with a spacebar.
Speech on request.
And that means that we will only get speech when we specifically issue a command that asks the BrowNote to talk. So when we move through the menus, for instance, it will display the menus on the Braille display, but it will not speak the menus. If, however, we press the repeat key, which is expressly a speech-related command, or any of the keys that speak the current sentence or the current paragraph or the current line, then we will get speech at that point. If we press space with previous one more time, then speech is now completely off, and even if we issue an express speech command, we won't hear any speech from the device. And we can toggle through these three options, speech on request, and speech off, simply by repeatedly pressing this combination of space with the previous thumb key.
Speech on request.
And then speech off.
Speech on.
And back to speech on again. So remember, this is for BrowNote in Power users only, because it involves the thumb keys, which are only on the BrowNote in Power units. There are also quick keys that you can use to start up your BrowNote in Power in whatever mode you want. This is useful in situations, for example, where you might have been reading a document with speech, but now you're in a meeting and you want to turn your BrowNote in Power on with Braille only enabled for privacy reasons, and so you don't draw attention to yourself. In all of these cases, these keys I'm going to tell you about, you press them as you are turning the unit on. So what you would generally do is hold down the key and then turn the power switch on. So to have the BrowNote in Power start up with just speech, you will hold down the left control key as you turn the power switch on a QT, and on a BT you hold down .2 as you turn the unit on. If you wish to have Braille only at startup, then you press the left shift key on a QT and .3 on a BT. If you wish to have speech and Braille at startup, while you're turning the unit on, you should have both the left shift and control keys held down on a QT and .2 and .3 held down on a BT. So those are ways to get the BrowNote in Power into the right mode when you start up. Now back to things that affect both BrowNote and VoiceNote in Power models. And we want to take a look now at the keyboard voice settings. The first of these settings determines how Keysoft speaks what you type. To get to this, we're going to press space with O on BT units and function with O on QT units. So let's do that now.
Options menu.
And it tells us options menu. Now we can press the space bar, just as we can in any menu, to move through the items that are available here. But in this case, we'll short circuit the process by pressing K for keyboard.
Keyboard voice currently works.
The keyboard voice is by default set to words. That means that when you press the space bar, Keysoft will speak the word that you just typed. Let's find out how to change that option And to do that, we're going to press the Help key. Remember, that's space with H on beta units, and the second key from the left on the bottom row for QT units.
Or echo off, press F. Or spell, press S. Or words, press W. Or both words and spell, press B. To leave this option unchanged, just press Enter. To move forward or back through the list without changing values, press space or press backspace. To exit the list, press space with E. Keyboard voice, currently words.
So we're able to have the keyboard echoing the words as we press the space bar. It can echo each character as we type. It can do both. It can echo the characters as we type them, and then when we press the space bar, it will say the word that we've just typed. Or we can turn keyboard echo off altogether. I'm going to leave it at its default of words and press enter to move on.
Preferred keyboard braille grade, currently grade 2.
This is going to apply to BT units, and it allows you to specify the grade of braille that you wish to use for keyboard entry. Most people will be using grade 2, but if you prefer to use computer braille or grade 1, here's where you change it. Again, use the Help key to find out how.
Do you wish to be advised when computer braille is required? Currently, no.
Now, on my particular machine, I've had this option disabled, but on yours, if you're using the default, it will be enabled. This means that there are certain prompts, for example, email addresses or file names that are not grade 2 braille files, where on a BT unit, you'll need to be advised when computer braille is required. Similarly, if you have a QT unit, this prompt will be slightly different. It will be asking you if you wish to be advised when grade 2 braille is required. In that case, you would use the grade 2 braille emulation keys. They are FDS, emulating dots 1, 2, and 3, and JKL, emulating dots 4, 5, and 6. You can use these keys to simulate a 6-dot Perkins keyboard, and if necessary, you can use the two extreme keys, in other words, the semicolon and the A keys, to emulate dots 8 and dot 7.
Use 6 or 8-dot computer braille, currently 6-dot.
Here we can specify whether you're using 6-dot or 8-dot computer braille. It's fairly self-explanatory. If you're not familiar with 8-dot computer braille, then leave it at its default.
End of list.
And that's the end of the list. So those prompts do vary slightly depending on the type of BrailleNote or VoiceNote Empower that you have. Now, having changed these settings or left them at the default, you can exit to the main menu simply by pressing the menu key, if you prefer, on a QT unit, or space with dots 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 on a BT unit. You can also just exit to the previous level. To do that, you can press the escape key on a QT unit, or space with E for escape on a BT unit. It's very important to be able to customize the speech in the way that you want, in terms of how fast it speaks, the pitch at which it speaks, and even the volume. And from anywhere in Keysoft, you have full control over that. Firstly, let's look at adjusting the volume. To do that, press function with period, or function with the full stop key, depending on which part of the world you're from, and that will raise the volume, and to lower it, press function with comma. This applies, obviously, to the QT units. So function with period to go louder, function with comma to go softer. On a BT unit, that same effect is achieved by pressing enter with dot 4 to go louder, enter with dot 1 to go softer. Similarly, you can adjust the speech rate. To do that, on a QT unit, press function with equals to increase the speed, and to lower the speed, press function with dash. So they're right next to each other. Function with equals to increase, function with dash to decrease. On a BT machine, you press enter with dot 6 to increase the rate, and enter with dot 3 to decrease it.
Rate 8. Rate 7.
So I'm pressing on my BT, enter with dot 6.
Rate 8.
And then enter with dot 3.
Rate 7.
To go all the way down, I can press it quite quickly.
Rate 1.
And then press it repeatedly to go faster.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 16.
And we're all the way up to rate 16.
Rate 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7.
And we're back to around about where the default is. Now, you can also change the pitch of the speech as well. To do that, on a QT unit, press Shift and Function with equals. So Shift and Function with equals will make the pitch of the voice higher, and if you want to lower the pitch, you press Shift with Function with dash. So Shift and Function and equals, Shift and Function and dash change the pitch on a QT. And on a BT, we can achieve the same effect by pressing Enter with .5 to increase the pitch, Enter with .2 to decrease it.
Pitch 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
and up it goes.
16, 15, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There we go. So let's go back to
8.
About 8, and so that's how you adjust the speed, the pitch, and the volume of the voice. And if you play with those controls, I'm sure you'll find a setting that suits your particular preferences.